can't look at the rocket launch, the trophy wives of the astronauts, and I won't listen to their words, cause I like birds.
Odd, who among us doesn't? Yes, we love birds, and they are coming back in droves now, especially with this weather. Beautiful morning. It is sunny and 62. I'm Larry Long. Welcome to Bird Watch. It's sponsored by Waddell's Nursery, Floral Garden, and Bird Center at the corner of 12th Street and Millam Road. Also by the beautiful River Lake Inn located near Colon. Now let's welcome your host for Bird Watch, Roger Taylor. Good morning, Rog.
Hi, Larry. How you doing?
Oh, much better with this weather.
Yeah, oh, yeah. This is nice. Didn't have to scrape your windshield this morning.
No, well,
all.
I have a garage, but nevertheless, it's just nice to have it. No jacket for a change.
Well, welcome to Bird Watch.
Yes.
And as always, we'll get right to our trivia question. That'll give us a little time to chat about other things.
Right.
And let's do the prizes first. The prizes are a 20-pound bag of Rogers Blend that's available exclusively at Waddell's, and a gift certificate to the River Lake Inn, where if you take a buddy with you for dinner, your meal is half price. And to win those prizes, all you have to do is tell me in ounces how heavy is a crow. It's a commonly seen bird, one of the larger perching birds that we see in our area. And tell me in ounces how heavy is the average crow. And then, if you're the correct guesser, you will win that 20-pound bag of Rogers Blend from Waddell's and the gift certificate from the River Lake Inn. 382-4280. 877-382-4280. Those are the numbers. If you think you know how many ounces, in full ounces, the average crow weighs. In ounces, how heavy would... No, I don't even want to calculate the how heavy I'd be in ounces. I don't like to see it in pounds. Let's go to the phones.
Why don't we do that, Rod? We have Mike in Kalamazoo. And Mike, about what does a crow weigh in ounces?
Hi, Mike.
Hi, Roger. How are you doing, Larry?
Good.
I'm going to say, how about 20 ounces?
No, I'm sorry.
That's where I was looking at, too.
Yeah.
That's a good guess.
No, I'm sorry. But thanks, Mike, for giving it a shot.
All right, thank you.
All right, thanks, Mike. Now we have Hugo in Otsego. Good morning, Hugo.
Hi, Hugo. We haven't heard from you in a while.
Yeah, good morning. I would guess 30 ounces.
No, I'm sorry. That's not correct. But thanks for taking a shot at it, Hugo.
Yeah.
All right, thanks, Hugo.
Okay, how many ounces does the average crow weigh?
Okay, it's not 20, it's not 30. Now,
yes,
you didn't say higher or lower, so let's see how Annette does with what information we have. Good morning, Annette. You're on the air.
Hi, Annette.
Good morning. I was hoping you'd say high or low. I'll say 16 ounces.
And we have a winner.
All right, a
yes.
pound. Okay.
The average crow weighs a pound.
All right.
And so, Annette, for getting that right, 20 pounds of Rogers Blend at Waddell's is yours. And you get to go to the River Lake Inn for dinner. And if you take a significant other, your meal is half price.
Thank you very much.
You bet. Hold on, Annette. We're going to send you back into DeAdrian, and she'll need some information from you.
Have you seen any hummingbirds yet?
No, I have not.
Oh, neither have I.
And I've not seen any orioles, although I had a friend listener post a picture of orioles at her oranges and grape jelly just yesterday.
Yes,
so
I've had orioles this week.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
But no hummers?
Not, No, not a one.
No, I haven't seen either. The only event I had this week is that my Phoebe has returned and is nesting over an abandoned light on the peak of my garage. And they've nested there. I've lived in this house a little over 30 years, and every year I've had Phoebe's nest there, and this year, no exception. But no hummingbirds and no orioles at my house.
Okay, thank you.
Hold on, Annette. We're going to send you back to D.
All right, thanks for the call, Annette. Have a great weekend. All right. So a crow weighs, but they are a good-sized bird.
Yeah. And
I mean, I see them land. If they land anywhere near me, sometimes you really get a good look at them, and you, wow,
well,
a crow is huge.
They've got a 3-foot wingspan. That's a pretty good size.
That is a big, yeah,
that's a big bird. And interestingly enough, the pileated woodpecker that we see here is almost exactly the same size as a crow. And they make they get your attention if they come into your yard, and especially drumming on a tree.
Okay.
But
Annette has not seen one yet. You've not seen a hummingbird yet. You want to see if Phyllis has seen one yet?
Oh yeah, let's see.
Let's do that. Phyllis in Schoolcraft, and good morning, Phyllis.
Hi, Phyllis.
Good morning. I had a hummingbird come to my feeder on the 2nd, and I also had an oriole.
Both.
So, and it was a very small hummingbird, just a small one.
Okay. And, but the bird kept moving. You haven't seen him since?
I saw her 3 times.
Okay. So you saw a female.
Oh, good.
No, I'm asking you.
Oh, I'm not real sure.
Oh, did it have the red gorget on the throat?
I couldn't see it.
Oh, okay, okay. The 1st of May is when the earliest of the females start getting here. And the males should be more common. I was trying to figure out if what you had, but if you don't get a good look, you can't tell. But interesting. Well, thanks for sharing, Phyllis.
Yes, and have a good day.
Thank you. You too.
All right. Thank you, Phyllis. And now let's go down to, we're going to head south a little bit to Marcellus. Let's talk to Judy down there. Good morning, Judy.
Hey, Judy. How are you?
Fine. I saw my first male hummingbird yesterday at my feeder. And the oriole came 2 or 3 times for the grape jelly oranges, and even it drank out of the hummingbird liquid.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And I also saw the grosbeak.
Oh.
And he's been here 2 or 3 times now.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
I think the prettiest bird in North America.
Yeah,
But interesting sightings, and thanks for sharing.
Okay, thank you.
Okay. Well, thanks very much for the call, Judy. And if you have a question for Roger this morning, the numbers are 382-4280 or toll-free 877-382-4280.
You know, Mother's Day is next Sunday. Mm-hmm. Think about it. Does Mom really want that dog you're going to get her? Or does she want some flowers? It's easy to get Mom the perfect gift at Waddell's Nursery, Florist, and Garden Center. Select from beautiful cut flowers, artfully arranged bouquets, flowering hanging baskets, a combination of pots of colorful annuals. If Mom also likes birds, Waddell's has beautiful painted copper bird sculptures, hummingbird feeders, Michigan-made cedar feeders, and many nest box styles. Maybe she needs some gardening gloves. Dozens of styles to choose from. How about planting a memory with Mom? Waddell's has flowering crab trees, lilacs, azaleas, and rhododendron shrubs. Waddell's also has an excellent selection of flowering hanging baskets, potted flowers, herb plants, and hundreds of perennial plants. Maybe Mom would like a new outdoor furniture set for the deck. a fountain, some pruners. Well, I'm sure you get the picture. You can't, if you can't decide between a gazing globe and a hydrangea shrub, widow's gift certificates may be the perfect size and color. Mom will feel real special when you give her a gift from Waddell's Nursery, Florist, and Garden Center on Texas Drive at the corner of Milam and 12th Street. As I just said, Mother's Day is next Sunday, and what better place to enjoy the day with Mom than looking out at a spectacular spring day and the gardens and ponds of the River Lake Inn and the pleasure of Mother's Day buffet that you'll never forget. River Lake Inn's Mother's Day buffet includes bourbon Angus beef, orange Dijon pork roast, Hawaiian chicken, Atlantic cod, crunchy fried shrimp, Swedish meatballs, apple blossom St. Louis ribs, garlic mashed potatoes and gravy, sweet corn au gratin potatoes, sautéed mushrooms, green beans, portobello, fresh baked muffins and bread, plus their great salad bar. The Mother's Day buffet, just $19.95 per person. Bring the children and grandchildren. Kids 6 to 11 are half price, under 5 are free. Other special menu selections include prime rib, fresh walleye a la Greco, filet mignon, lobster tail, and lemon tarragon chicken. But save room for one of Anita's carrot cake desserts. All of her stuff is great, but the carrot cake, make your call today to make a reservation. You can call them at 269-432-2626. And if you need other details and directions, go to their website, riverlakeinn.com.
It is 8:22 and a beautiful 63 out, and let's go back to the phones here. Looks like a pretty good day for callers. We've got a few minutes left, so let's get in some more questions. Let's go down to Lawrence, and we have Linda in Lawrence. Good morning, Linda.
How's things over by the lake?
Pretty busy.
Good, good. What you seeing?
I have had April 30th, which was Tuesday. We have orioles, grosbeaks. I have a male and female hummingbird that have returned every day. And I have an indigo bunting eating right outside my window in the ground, which I'd never see that close.
Yeah.
And I saw real briefly a Carolina wren.
Well, you're
I like
on
it out here.
Yeah, you're in a roll out there. That's nifty. Thanks for sharing, Linda.
All right, thanks.
Appreciate that, Linda. All right, we have Nancy in Three Rivers. Good morning, Nancy.
Hi, Nancy.
Good morning, Roger. Good morning, Roger. How are you?
I'm good. How about you?
I'm good. I have a yellow warbler, and I've never seen one. I don't know if they nest around here. What can you tell me about yellow warblers?
They do nest around here, but the one you're seeing while we're this into migration may keep moving, but they're one of the fun warblers. And the great thing with this year is the trees are bare of leaves for the most part. And last year at this time, because we had such an early spring, we had full leaves out, and it's really hard to see the warblers because they tend to stay up high in the trees. And so this is a good year for seeing warblers, and you got to see one. How about hummingbirds?
I have not seen a hummingbird, but tons of orioles.
Really?
Yeah.
Great. It's nice to hear all of this stuff happening. I have oriole envy because I'm not seeing them in my yard, but I'm glad somebody's seeing them.
Hopefully I'll see a hummingbird soon.
Okay. Thanks, Nancy.
Thank you. Bye.
All right. Thanks, Nancy. And looks like we have another Nancy on the line, this time from Goebbels. Good morning, Nancy.
How's things in Goebbels this morning?
Superb.
All right.
I have had two hummingbirds. I have a cold, too. I think they were both males. I saw just a touch of red.
Yeah, yeah.
But also, I'd like to know if where I could find a telephone number to call to show my displeasure of the hunting of the wolves.
At this point, call the governor's office, and the number is, I can't make that out. Larry, can you?
Yeah, let's see if I can.
Oh, whose number is that? Oh. Don't give out that number. I'm sorry. But the governor's office would be the best place to lodge your concern. The law has been passed. The only hope at this point of it not going into effect would be a veto by the governor. And so the most effective thing you could do at this point would be to call the governor's office.
Okay, I shall do that.
And I'm sorry I can't give you the number right now.
I'll find it someplace.
Okay, I'm certain it's out on the internet.
Thank you.
Thanks for the call.
I love your program, by the way.
Well, thank you.
All right, have a good weekend, Nancy. All right, bye-bye. Now we have Kathy in Portage with a question. Good morning, Kathy.
Hi, Kathy.
Good morning. Well, one more nail in Snyder's coffin, huh? On that note, my question, Roger, is regarding a robin's nest. I was in my backyard this past weekend with my grandson, and we found a very obvious robin's nest in a yew bush that was only like 1 or 2 feet off the ground, and it had 3 beautiful little eggs, and he's only 3, so of course he was thrilled. So I, you know, made sure I tried to cover it up my best I could with other yew branches, but when I went out the other day, the nest was on the ground. There was 1 egg in it. My question is, would it have been helpful for me, because I knew that nest in that location was going to be a problem. I have squirrels and cats and everything in the yard, regrettably. And would it have been helpful for me to move that nest?
No, in general, it's best to leave wildlife alone. Once you found it on the ground, putting it back where you knew it had come from would be a reasonable thing to do. But to just move it prophylactically to get it out of the way before something happened, now that's likely to cause more harm than good. The female obviously had not laid her full clutch of eggs, and so she will likely build a new nest and start over.
I hope somewhere else, though, because that is just not a safe place to be, her having her put a nest in.
Well, that's why songbirds breed as prolifically as they do, is because they sometimes make mistakes in location. Sometimes they have a good location that just happens to be discovered by predators. And they breed prolifically, and that robin will likely go on to breed successfully this year.
Okay. And they sometimes breed, when they do their nest, they'll use a same nest year after year, won't they?
On occasion, yeah. But they'll likely sometimes build a new nest on top of the old nest. And you might want to move those materials someplace else at this point, and that would discourage rebuilding in exactly the same location.
Oh, okay. Why I asked that about building in the same spot is I have the robin's nest on my front light fixture, and every summer now, or every spring, I should say, she's back building that nest there. So I'm just going to, I've taken it down twice now after, you know, like in the winter when it's gotten cold enough that I know the robins are back into the wooded area. That, and every year she comes back. So I'm just going to permanently keep some lawn decorations out in front of my front door and tell everybody to use the side door, because apparently she's a female and her mind is made up.
Yep. And you know how it is to change the mind of a female who has her mind made up.
Right, exactly. So, and no, I have not seen any Hummers or Oreos.
Well, thanks for sharing.
All right, Roger, thank you. You guys have a great morning.
Thank you.
Thanks.
You too.
All righty, bye-bye. Bye-bye now.
That's going to do it for Birdwatch. We'll be back next week at the same place. Have a good weekend, everybody. Thanks for listening.
All right. Thanks, you too, Raj. And thanks for listening to Birdwatch. Tune in each Saturday at 8 a.m. for Birdwatch, brought to you by Waddell's Nursery, Floral Garden, and Bird Center at the corner of 12th Street and Millam Road, and by the River Lake Inn located near Colon. Coming up next, CBS and local news. And then we'll go around the home with Greg Crawford on 590-965 WKZO. Birds.